Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
So I remember back on Instagram, it was like a few months ago, I think, somebody said, they posed the question, what would people say you are? Or what would people say that would define you? So what is the one thing that people would say, that is Jacqueline?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's interesting. So I'm reading some of the comments, you know, and I'm like, that's interesting. So as Christians, we should be defined mm-hmm. by our foundational roots.
Yeah.
And that should be whatever, however you want to describe it. I don't want to label it, but you know, lover of Jesus or Christ follower, or, and those are all my generational words.
Yeah.
So what would be a generational word for you?
Yeah. Well, first I think that, millennials will be like, don't label me.
Right.
First.
Cause they don't like
first.
Labels.
Yeah.
Right.
So first that's what it would be. And then, but secondly, yeah, I don't think Christ follower is not a bad one. Like that's, I think more and more it's been Christian has been just more of a catch-all.
That's right.
Right?
I
and
think
so
too.
I think that's more of a, I don't know if that's more of a fact now than not, but yeah, like a Jesus follower or a disciple. This is kind of the world I'm in right now.
Yep. I've heard that word
disciple,
a lot.
Disciple making kind of language has
and
been
making
the language.
A distinguishment between disciple and apostle.
And a distinguishment between discipleship. And
right.
disciple making.
Which is, it's like, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Isn't it the same thing?
Becomes interesting. But
yeah.
My next question for you is this.
Whores. I'm ready.
Is this. For your generation, so yeah. We're talking about Gen X, right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's yeah, who
okay.
I am.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Who is Jesus?
Yeah, there's a pause there. Who is Jesus? For my generation, to say the name of Jesus wasn't offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the church. He was associated to the cross. Jesus was hope. It wasn't a bad thing. It just wasn't a bad thing to mention the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's the same for your generation now. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Jesus wasn't offensive for my generation. Now, again, that's a blanket statement.
Right.
Right? A generalization.
And maybe in a less diverse Canada than what we have now.
I think so. I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, there have been times when people have said, we can talk about anything, but don't mention the name of Jesus.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, like at what point
yeah.
were you hurt so bad
yeah.
that I can't even mention the name of Jesus?
Yeah.
And so for your generation, how does that, or the Gen Z said, how does that work?
Yeah.
Like Jesus is just a curse word. It's now it's become offensive to say it.
Unless you're in like a garage setting where someone's working on a car.
Yes.
That's when his name is shouted
or
from the rooftops.
It is. And it's never shouted. And it's never shouted like, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're not going to get that.
No.
And even then you would get some people going, what?
Yeah.
But that would be, I think, more my generation. My generation will stand up and say, hey, what are you saying? I don't think your generation
don't take
would
the
do
Lord's
that.
Name in vain.
I totally know what that means.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't think your generation
no.
or the younger ones know what that is.
No. And I think there's like, I think there's almost two sides. So I wonder about the newer generation being, I think they may have more of an ability to talk about Jesus as a person.
Right. A good person.
Right.
And historical even.
If you wanted to quote him, it wouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Right. It'd be like.
Lots of shows actually quote the Bible, but
absolutely.
They don't say this is found in Matthew. Whatever.
So check this out. When there's a bit of a movement going on where instead of when you're preaching, for example, or talking in church, instead of saying the Bible says, or if you're talking with a friend, you can say the Bible says, they say the particular author. So instead of saying the Bible says in the Gospel of Matthew, and then whatever, you quote whatever right. Jesus said there. Instead, you say, well, Jesus mentioned this. And then you could tell a story that he did or quote him directly and it'll be fine. Or you could say, well, Paul mentions this instead of the word of God says.
So what is it about that statement that causes a divide?
I think it's because it's been authoritative to the point of abuse. So,
yeah, that's pretty articulate. I think
religious leaders, right, using it to say
the word of God says you must go and
right, and it's justified bad acts, yeah. Even
an eye for an eye. So you must go and do that. You must go and take their eye because
right, that
they looked at something sure wrong.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah, whatever. People taking authority on themselves that I'm holier because now I have the word of God that I'm putting it in front of you. And now you have a choice to make right now kind of idea. And whether to believe this or not, rather than having more of a discussion style with Matthew or with, you know, Paul and David. David said this, and you could say David said this in the 23rd Psalm, and that'd be totally fine, I think, more accepted than saying the word of God says.
And yet we need to claim that as our authority.
I think so. But do we need to be authoritative in every discussion?
I think we need to be open, but at the end of the discussion, at the end of the day, where is our authority rooted in? It is rooted in the word of God because that is our plumb line as Christians. Yeah. That's our plumb line. So,
but do we need to dangle that over other people?
No, because I don't think that's right, because that is more of a pushing something on somebody. Like you said, instead of having that discussion.
So I think that's what my generation has felt, even within the church.
It's been shoved down your throat. It's like, I'm done.
Here's the word of God. Throw the Bible at you. That's what it felt like, I think. Mm. And so it's become more just walls go up instantly. So then I'm no longer listening, not me in particular, but but I'm no longer listening in church even when the pastor begins to say, the word of God says.
Oh, so then what is it that's going to grab your generation and the younger generation? What is it? Because I guess I feel, you can tell I'm kind of speechless because I'm at a loss.
Well, and
are we going to do that?
That's how the practice, I think it was John Piper I was listening to.
Okay, good preacher.
On Relevant, their podcast, where he was talking about his.
That's awesome. We're promoting somebody else. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. They're way more famous than us. It was on their podcast that they had John Piper on. So that's how famous they are. They can get John Piper on.
Okay.
I don't think he'll come on our podcast.
We should ask.
We should reach out. He might.
Okay.
He probably is right as a statement. Anyway, he was talking about his shift in methodology. So where he was that type of the word of God says, his shift has been towards, Paul tells us in Corinthians or whatever.
Okay.
So he's more just referring to, it's just a slight shift of thinking of, if I just change my language a little bit and refer to the author, I'm still telling you the word. I'm still telling you the same exact thing. And I'll be able to get to the point of my message later without
like the
wall going up.
Yeah. It's adapting to what your world is right now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And I think my generation tries to do that, finds it a bit difficult.
Do they find it difficult? And you don't have to answer yes or no. You can explain, but because they feel like they're sacrificing the authority of Scripture.
Could be. Because we've been taught that that is our authority. That's what we stand on. We stand on the word of God.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's that whole change and being relevant. And nobody wants to think of themselves as old and irrelevant and not used. I mean, I think of like an old Ford truck that's out in the back 40 now because it's not running anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
not relevant
yeah.
anymore. But there's something about when you go back and you see that truck and you think about everything that could have happened with that truck and everything that it's experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where sometimes the divide happens is
yeah.
because perhaps the younger generations look at us as irrelevant mm-hmm. because we stand on the word of God and
yeah.
that's what we were raised with. And they come back and they go, if they could come back and go, okay, so that's not my language.
Right.
But I want to try to decipher what you're saying to me because I know you've got something. Again, I think it's that pride issue that we have something that we can offer.
Yeah.
Because we've got experience. We've got some history behind us. We've got, we've taken some bumps and some bruises
yeah.
so that your generation has the freedom.
Yeah.
To be able to talk and decide who they want to be and all that. And I guess I just feel like we get a bad rap sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Because it is
and
it's
that's
a
why we're doing
barrier.
This. It is. And that's why we're doing this podcast
yeah.
is because we want to talk about that generational split, that
yes.
generational divide, and find the strength in those cracks of our generational divide
yeah.
because there is strength.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep bringing that back because that is the whole purpose of why we're doing this.
Yeah, totally.
Is so that we can talk about those things
yeah.
and bring them to the surface. And hopefully if one person says, hey, you know what? I'm going to go talk to my grandpa because I actually think he knows something that I could
yeah,
learn.
Absolutely.
Or vice versa.
Or vice
Grandpa,
versa. Someone
go
older.
Talk to your grandson
totally.
Or your granddaughter and find out what's the new thing or what's the new lingo.
Well, and be able to approach them then and be able to talk about maybe even scripture or God
yeah.
in a way that they actually will listen, right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn,
Google Play
Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.